For the last two pieces on this program, we'll move to Eastern elements again in terms of pacing and the way material develops, but we'll listen to a Western instrument, the piano, in this next piece. The composer is Hyoshin Na. She studied at Yuhua Women's University in Seoul, the Manhattan School of Music, and the University of Colorado, where she received her doctorate in composition and theory. She was the youngest recipient of the coveted Korean National Composer's Prize in 1994 and has received many awards, commissions, and international performances. Here's what Hyoshin Na has to say about East-West elements in music. By now, it's common knowledge that most Asian composers of my generation were educated in the ways of Western music, not in our own Eastern traditions. I find that I'm no longer trying to write Korean music, nor am I trying not to write Korean music. When I write something new for traditional instruments, it might not be so Korean, but then, isn't that just a continuation of the old Korean music, which never stayed the same for very long in any case? Such dualisms, East-West, yin-yang, tonal-atonal, have their limits. I'd rather tend my own garden, as Busoni advised. It's a small garden with no fences. We're going to hear Hyoshin Na's Rain Study, composed in 1999. Much of the material comes from a Korean folk song called Sanyeombul. The words say, "The sun that sets will rise again tomorrow. A life that passes will never return." The composer says that the piece is a study for both pianist and composer. The focus is on the layering of melodies and the superimposition of the pianist's hands. The work was written for Thomas Schulz and will be played by him now.